Hey, tomorrow will be the opening day of the Values Voter Summit in Washington, D.C. It's an opportunity for some 2,000 conservative Christians to get together and discuss political issues and how to, quote, transform the political landscape. Now, that quote is from the website of the Family Research Council. It's the organization sponsoring this event for a second year. The website also says on the agenda, quote, religious freedom, marriage, bioethics, immigration, national security, radical Islam, Hollywood, and other issues affecting family, faith, and freedom will be discussed. Ben Stein's going to be there, Judge Robert Bork, Bill Bennett, as well as many presidential candidates will be swinging by as well, trying to impress this potential block of voters. Also in D.C. for the big summit, two people from very different parts of this fine country. From New England, we have Mike Heath, Executive Director of the Christian Civic League of Maine. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Allison. Luke. Hey.
And from Arizona, Kathy Herod, President of the Center for Arizona Policy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, good morning.
So, Kathy, what is the one big issue that you want to hear addressed, and what is it about that issue that is so important to you personally?
Well, it's hard to say one big issue. I say it's three big issues. It's where the candidates are on the sanctity of human life, on the abortion issue, where they are on marriage, whether marriage should be one man, one woman, or redefined, and where they are on judges. What kind of judges would they appoint? Why does it matter to me? As much as anything, I'm a mother of two children, and I'm concerned about their future.
And one of your kids is with you, right?
That's right. My 17-year-old's with me.
All right. Mike, how about for you? What do you want to see addressed over the course of this weekend?
Well, I think a lot of folks are thinking about this race and wondering who has the possibility of being competitive against Hillary Clinton, and their hearts and their heads may be a little bit in conflict with one another. And I'm going to be looking for the candidate who touches my heart, and I agree with Kathy about the issues that are of most concern.
All right, we'll get to the candidates in just a moment, but Kathy, one of the debates set for the first day, the title of the debate is The Role of Faith in Politics. What do you think is the role of faith in politics?
Well, I think the role of faith says something about the candidate's character. What is their belief system? How do they operate? How do they make decisions? What's their personal moral character? I think that's what the role of faith is, that how does someone's character says a lot about how they would govern.
Mike, you know, there's also a blogosphere panel discussion set, and we spoke to someone from one of the blogs that will be represented on this panel, redstate.com. Now, he said while abortion is still a big issue at this conference, that gay marriage is much bigger. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I think that all the issues related to what the homosexual activist community is pushing are becoming bigger and bigger issues for folks who attend conferences like this, and I look for that issue in the coming 2, 3, 4, 5 years to just continue to draw more and more concern and attention.
So, Kathy, let me test your gauge on this a little bit. What about a candidate, someone who has had one stance on an issue and maybe changed over time? Someone, for example, who says, I was for abortion, for the ability for a woman to have an abortion, but now I have changed my mind and I'm against it. How do you feel about candidates who change their positions on certain issues like that?
Well, on the abortion issue specifically, I say welcome aboard. I think as we've had almost 35 years now of legalized abortion in our country, we all see women who have been hurt by abortion. We see growing evidence.
Let's just talk about the candidate, though. I don't want to really talk about the issue itself,
but
the person.
So a candidate who sees the light, so to speak, and comes to a pro-life position, I say welcome aboard. We accept your conversion. We're glad to have you as being part of our movement.
How about you, Mike, in terms of a candidate who might have one position on abortion, which you agree with, and might have another position on something like gay marriage, which you don't agree with? Could you vote for a candidate like that?
Well, I think you have to look at a range of issues, although in recent years I have prioritized the abortion issue as the most important, but the issues related to homosexuality are pressing in pretty close. I think the candidates are going to be examined based upon not just what they're saying now, but what they've said in the past and how they got to what they're saying now. And folks will weigh what that means and what that's likely to mean for that leader if they end up in the White House.
Hey, Mike and Kathy, I just wonder, when you look at folks who are running for president who tend to, I think, hold to the values that you guys value most closely, people like Gary Bauer, Pat Buchanan, those guys, they don't seem to make a huge dent in the race. They are not what some people would think legitimate candidates, and oftentimes electable candidates, I guess is a better way to put it. Is there a point for you at which you say, let's be practical about this? Or, I mean, are you willing to not see the people that you most like get elected, but stand by them?
Well, I mean,
do you realistically think that you can get someone elected in the mold of a Gary Bauer or somebody who does really kind of hit all the points you're very interested in?
Well, who knows what will happen in the future, but certainly in the past, you've seen the folks who are here and the values that they care most deeply about deeply influence the direction of this country. Ronald Reagan comes to mind, and he wrote a book about the abortion issue and was always very outspoken in support of that position.
Well, and don't forget the 2004 election. The values voters were widely credited with giving George W. Bush the margin he needed to get elected because he was pro-life, he was pro-traditional marriage, and he was pro-selecting strict constructionist judges.
And Kathy and Mike, I want to let you both comment on this. Using the term values voters, there may be voters out there who don't share the same ideas that you do, but they say, hey, we have values too. Do you understand that, Kathy?
Well, sure. I mean, values, I mean, hopefully everyone's got some sort of values. I mean, we are talking about shared values that we all hold that go back to life, marriage, and what kind of country and what kind of culture we're going to have.
And Mike, in terms of people are saying, hey, I disagree with everything I've heard these two people, who I'm sure are nice people, but I disagree with what they say, but I have values too. I'm a voter with values.
Well, that's what makes America great, is that we have a political system where we don't have a tyrant who tells us what our values are going to be, but we have a process whereby we decide what's going to be most important for our country and what's going to come to define it. And this group represents an important part of America. It's not the only part of America, but it's one that is rooted in our history, and it's one that deserves to be paid attention to.
Well, the two of you, I hope you have a productive weekend and you enjoy your weekend. Mike Heath, Executive Director of the Christian Civic League of Maine, and Kathy Herod, President for the Center for Arizona Policy. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up on the BPP, staph infections. It seems like there are 100 stories out there right now about the number of staph infections that may or may not be killing people, staph infections happening all over the place, a kid dying from one.
Yeah, we're also going to talk about journalist blogs, what happens when repressive regimes get very web savvy. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. And I wasn't taking a political stand saying they have a productive weekend. I was just being nice.